Happy Monday to you. I hope you've had a lovely weekend. And as we start this great new week, I wanted to start off with two things that you can do to help you allow and receive more support into your life. So the first thing I'd like you to start doing today and onwards over the course of the week is to look at, I suppose, getting your radar out there or your antennae up and noticing support more. So as you go about your daily life, looking to see where support is coming in. So is it being offered to you? How does it make you feel? When it comes in, do you reject it? Do you accept it? Do you allow it? Do you receive it? What way are you at? And I want you to look in the simple things. I talked about this a bit last week as well when we started off our month, but I want you to look at it more now. So it's like, where in every single day did I bring support in? Even in your soul journal that you have, you could keep a note on the back of that, or if you have a little journal yourself, like a little notebook, you could write down different ways every day that you have received support. Even as simple as like walking into a shop and somebody like opens the door for you, like that support, that's like, yes, it's mannerly and polite, but it's offering you something that's kind of for you to show you like the goodness that the world has to offer. So I want you to start to tap into all of that. And this is really important because we're trying to build up our ability to see support in our life, but also to receive it and allow it. The second thing I'd like you to do this week and even into next week as well is start to look at how you offer support. So one thing we can find in giving support is that we do it out of balance. So we might give too much support, or we might give just support in balance, but we don't receive it. So it's looking at how much support you are giving out. When you're looking at that, looking at maybe areas of your life that you're giving too much of it, if you're giving too much support to too many people or one particular person, how is that making you feel? The other side of it is, when you're giving support, how do you feel when you're doing that? So there's when we're giving to people, we do it because we want to do it because it comes from a good space. We want to help that person. And sometimes if somebody rejects our support, it can make us feel, you know, oh God, I'd love to just do that. I'd love to make them feel good about themselves. I'd love to really help them. So it's a good indication to yourself as well, when you're looking at maybe if you reject support, that you're taking away somebody's desire and want to actually help you and give support to you as well. So I want you to start to look at that. How are you giving it to others? Is it in the right balance? Is it too much? Or are you not giving support at all to people? And if not, why not? So these are two fundamental things for this week that I want you to look at, because I do think tuning in and tapping into this energy is going to help you as we move on over the course of the next number of weeks. Also, just to say, our soul gathering is this Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Irish time. And I'm really looking forward to that. I had on the website Thursday the 21st, that's a typo, it should be Thursday the 20th, and I've changed that below now, but really looking forward to connecting with you then. So if you're joining the class on Thursday night at 8:30, you might just send me a text and let me know if you intend to join. But I look forward to connecting with you during the week before that, and have a beautiful day.